Welcome to Outdoors with Roy. We're here at the McAllen Hike and Bike Trail to see some of this beautiful art where some of these irrigation pipes have just received a nice facelift.
Coming up on this episode of Outdoors with Roy, we will introduce you to a local artist that will show us what it takes to create this beautiful art. Also, we will see how Keep McAllen Beautiful is hoping to remodel public areas in our community that showcase amazing works of art.
If you've been running or walking on the McAllen Hike and Bike Trails on 2nd Street or right here on Bicentennial Boulevard, you'll notice some colorful art. We're here at the McAllen Hike and Bike Trails, and with me today is Brittany Luna, a local artist. She's also a teacher of art who's going to show us one of her incredible art pieces here.
Hi, thank you, Roy.
So what is it called?
Ruby Reds. Yeah, so it is the Ruby Red Grapefruit. I've heard a lot that they're oranges. I did intend for them to be grapefruits. So
How did you decide?
So the deciding factor was a friend of mine who actually said, what is all this, these trees, when she came down to the valley for the first time. And I said, oh, there are, you know, grapefruits and citrus and lemons, and that's what we grow here, and we're known for it. So when I was thinking of a piece that would kind of say something about our culture, I thought of that moment. And I also wanted to bring color into this space. So I was thinking about something that would bring color and something that would represent the valley.
What's your process as an artist to sort of put this thing together? Because it doesn't look like you just, you know.
Yeah, there was quite a bit of a process. To be honest, I had never done anything this large before. So I started first by going to H-E-B and grabbing some ruby red grapefruit. I cut them open. I took some pictures here and then sketched it out. That way I could show Chris and the committee what my idea was before starting. And so I sketched it out. I then went ahead and created, this is made my living room, so this is pretty large. Each one of those squares is about a foot. So I kind of mapped it out. I knew that this was 22 feet around, and this was about 7 feet. So I kind of did the math and realized I needed to have it even larger, just to kind of eyeball what size I was going to be working with. I grabbed my daughter's sidewalk chalk, and I got to work, and I went ahead and drew in the grapefruits. So I wanted to make it as realistic as possible. So I did understand that because they were realistic, right? These aren't perfectly round. Grapefruits have, you know, different shapes to them. And as they're cut open here, some are leaning, some are, you know, at an angle. And I wanted to make sure and capture that, which is why I went through the process of using the grid method and then going with the chalk first.
How do you feel about Keep McAllen Beautiful trying to promote local artists through these irrigation pipes?
I think it's wonderful. I'm very excited to be a part of it. I'm so happy to be starting my next one. I think it's inspiring. I hope it inspires, you know, the valley, and I hope to see more of it in the future.
Brittany, you're also working on a second irrigation pipe. What is your inspiration for that?
So actually, that was my second one right over there. So the first one was the grapefruits, and then Chris went ahead and asked me to do another, and I thought, okay, I'll do the narrative. So we have the blossoms in that one, and then we have the grapefruits here. And so to continue with the narrative, the one further down that way will be grapefruit juice. So I plan to have a glass and a little bit of a watermelon wedge. I do want to incorporate another medium. I want to put some wood on top of the irrigation pipe for the wedge to kind of provide more of the realistic feeling of the glass that I want to create.
Since you're still working on that one, do you have sketches of that one?
I do.
Well, let's go take a look. Walk this way. Brittany, this is the other location you're going to put one of your artwork pieces on. What is it going to be?
So this one is going to be a glass of grapefruit juice. So not just your ordinary glass, we're gonna have the grapefruit slices inside. Here's the image. I'm a big fan of mint garnish, so there's some mint leaves that will be featured in there, a little bit of ice floating on the top. And for the top, I plan to do something a little different and add a watermelon wedge that I will be making out of wood.
Why so much detail into this?
Have you seen my last one? No.
I'm very passionate about this project. I feel like my grapefruits went so well and I had to top it. I had to make it better than the last. You always have to strive to be better than before. So this is me taking a shot at adding more detail than I did in the last painting and really creating something beautiful and eye-catching.
How do you feel that Keep McCallum Beautiful wants to showcase your pieces to the entire public here in McCallum?
I'm very honored. I'm very honored that you're here with me today. I'm very honored to have even been chosen for any of these. I hope to be doing more in the future, and I really hope to see other artists come forward and create some beautiful art with me as well.
So Brittany, I'm gonna ask you a big favor. Can we do a do-it-yourself at home project with the families out there so they can do something with their kids at home?
Of course, I have something in mind. Let's go take a look.
Alrighty.
First things first, you gotta put on your smock.
It's the right color too. I've always wanted to be an artist with a little smock on.
Today you get to be.
Yeah. We're gonna show you how easy it is for families to do an art project at home since we're all stuck in quarantine and finding things to do. Okay, Brittany, take us along the trip. What do we do?
All right, so first things first, you're gonna want to trace your hand on a separate sheet of paper. Not on the canvas, but on a separate sheet of paper. So let's go ahead and do that with your hand. Okay.
I got big hands.
And try to plan out, you know, how many people are gonna be in this. Are you all gonna do the same hand? Are you gonna do opposite hands?
Mm-hmm.
The example I have for you, you try to create a heart. Since there was an even number of family members, there were six of them. It's actually my sister-in-law.
Well, the good thing is I can trace. I've always wanted to be an artist.
You gonna put yours on there too?
Yeah.
We can do yours too. If you can use the same sheet of paper. Here, go ahead and put your hand. Look.
My hand?
On top of his, it's fine. Go ahead. I'll show you what I'm gonna do in a second. So the reason that we are doing this is because we don't want to ruin our perfectly painted background of our canvas. So first you're gonna want to paint the canvas. This is a good step to do with the kids.
Okay.
I recommend going outside, make sure you put on a smock for the kids, and you're gonna wanna paint the edges first. This is called gallery wrapping. You wanna paint all the edges and then you paint the front. You might need a couple of coats. I also recommend choosing a very light color for the background. That way you can use a Sharpie on top when you put the hands and if you make any mistakes, you can cover them up with a darker color, and it's easier to paint on top of with a darker color on top of light. So what we're gonna do now, ideally, you would need some graphite paper.
Uh-huh.
So this is graphite paper. You can get this at Michael's, Hobby Lobby. And what it is literally a sheet of paper.
As we used to know it, it's carbon paper.
Carbon paper, yes, yeah. That's, uh-huh. So you wanna make sure to put the dark side down because that's the part that's covered in carbon.
Uh-huh.
So you notice how we did both hands.
Yeah.
Since we're using the graphite paper, you can go ahead, let's see. If we use both your hands, maybe I'll do one on one side and the other on the other side.
Okay.
So we'll do that there. Did you wanna go ahead and try tracing your own hand?
Sure,
okay.
I'll do it.
So you're gonna trace your hand. Okay. Don't wanna press too hard.
Okay, I'm lost. Oh, that's my, where's my finger?
Yours is right there.
Oh my God.
That one right there, yeah.
Yeah, and of course it helps when you have a supervision. I forgot how my hand looks like when it's being traced. Now, you don't have to be exactly right, because you can touch it up.
You can touch it up, you can paint over it after. I mean, you do want to get as close as possible to the actual line.
Uh-oh.
Because it is still pencil. Another thing is, before you go to the other side, so on the copy paper, or on the sketch paper, you want to make sure and get this line right here. Okay, about there. That way, you're not drawing it on the actual canvas, so now you can go ahead and finish it off, since we sketched it out, just in case you make a mistake, you know.
There you go.
Or with little kids. Sometimes yeah. they'll move their hand. You can always redo it.
Oh, and there it is.
There it is. And wow. then we would do the other hand on this side, like that. Just put it in place. I can do that real quick.
You do Jim Bob's hand.
Are they going to be touching? They are. So one thing I did was overlap them mm-hmm. on the other one.
Now this is a good project you can do at your house that it's going to take a couple hours, so you keep the kids busy a couple hours.
Yes, another thing I recommend is while you're doing the kids' hands, or maybe even while you're painting in the hands, mm-hmm. if you have young children, they might get antsy, I know mine would, and they want to participate as well, right? Mm-hmm. So it would be good to have another canvas for them to be just playing, painting on over yonder while you're perfecting the hand inside of this one.
So
one thing that happens, they might overlap some, so you're just gonna choose which one you want on top of the other. Or in the example one, I do have the front hands intertwined. It looks like one is kind of holding the other. So one is gonna get painted on top. I recommend also the darker color should always go on top. It's easier to cover up.
And what kind of paints do you use normally?
So acrylic paints is what I like to use. That's what these are right here. I do, I keep them in squirt bottles because I use them so much. You might recognize them from like Subway, those Subway mayonnaise and condiment bottles. It does stain. So know that it covers up very well, but it does stain. Whereas children's paints like washable tempera paints, things like that, they're not gonna go on as well. It's gonna take a few more coats. Acrylic is really gonna go on strong, but it does stain, so
and,
just beware.
And you have different brushes, but you really don't. You're an artist, so you need every brush in the in the pantry here.
I'm gonna tell you a secret. I use mainly four brushes for pretty much every project. I mean, mine is the irrigation pipes because they're so large. I do need bigger, larger brushes like these. Mm-hmm. But for my paintings, I stick to these four. Would you like me to show them
yeah,
to you?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So we have a 1-inch wash. Okay, this is like our background brush. I do like them flat, okay, because you could turn it on its side like this and you have a liner. Okay, it's gonna help you make really nice crisp edges. I also have a smaller flat. This is a 12. Okay, also good for lining when you turn it sideways. I do calligraphy with brushes, and this is my favorite calligraphy brush to use on canvas. And then you have your small round. These are the only four brushes I really use.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. And these aren't, I buy them in bulk from TD Art Supply. They're not that expensive. Good buy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's it. Those are my four brushes. And I brought some for you. I brought some for myself in case you want to try it out.
Well, sure, anytime. Well, let's look at the piece of art that you already did to see how
are
the final
really,
product.
Are you gonna like? You're gonna create one, right?
Yeah, I'll create one.
Okay,
I'll
let's get one. You. I do use paper plates. They're the easiest thing to use.
Awesome, paper plates for the paints.
Paper plates. What color are you gonna want to use here?
My favorite colors are red, blue, and green.
Red, blue, and green. You want to?
Whatever you want.
Would you want to do? I think the red would probably okay. go on best.
It'll pop.
Some, oh, you know what, I don't have much red. Never mind. I think the blue would go on best.
The McAllen blue.
The McAllen blue. This one?
Yeah.
Actually, I don't have much
give me the blue.
Either.
Give me the blue.
This one?
Yeah.
Yeah, there is some in here. All right. Okay. And you don't need much per hand, okay? I would say that yeah. is more than enough. And if you need more, always put more, but if you put some down, it's really hard to get back in.
Awesome. So start small.
Start small. If you are mixing colors, that's another thing I wanted to touch on. You go to the store and you see all these colors and you think, I want that one and that one and that one and that one. Really? You just want to start off with the basics. Like I have the primaries here, the yellow, the red, the blue, and you can make many colors. The peach that I have over there, that's yellow, red, and white. Right. You just want to make sure you mix enough of it so that you don't run out, because if you do, then you're going to have a hard time
awesome.
Color matching later. Okay, so here
so
you go.
So we're going.
Here's a paintbrush. Oh, cup of water.
Take me to the easel.
Here, I'm going to put some water in here.
And water's real important.
Yes.
Because it's hot outside and you always need to be hydrated, but it also cleans your brushes.
Cleans your brushes. Where's the brush cleaner?
And mistakes. That's another thing. I learned that this morning. It cleans mistakes.
I'll touch on that after. There are no mistakes. Here,
oh, she taught me that there's no mistakes in art.
Okay.
It's not like math, where you get it right or wrong.
So...
let's show what your piece of art looks like.
Here's this there. We'll put this one here because it's nicer. Okay.
Okay. Mine is supposed to look like that. I don't think so, folks.
I want to hold that. Okay. So this is the example. The example one I did of my sister-in-law and her family. So it says, in a time when the world needs everyone to stay apart, together is our favorite place to be. Okay, so there are six of them. It's the Farias family, quarantine summer 2020. So we did trace it out. And like I said, with the thumbs that are overlapping on yours, you want to choose one that's going to go on top of the other. I did paint the white through it. But like I said, you maybe if you're not as artistically inclined, you're going to want to do the darker color on the top just because it's easier to cover. So, and then the details are with Sharpie, and the lettering you can do with Sharpie as well. And again, while you're doing this, maybe give the kids a separate canvas to kind of practice on while you're putting the final touches.
And Brittany, this is a good way to sort of make memories during this unusual time of a pandemic.
Definitely, it's a time to remember, and it's also a time to remember positively. You know, it's good to focus on the positive instead of seeing it as negative, being locked inside your home. You're at your home, hopefully, with the people that you love and you want to spend time with.
Well, thank you very much, Brittany, for all this great information. And folks, here's your do-it-yourself tip that you can do at home. I'm going to take my home and do it with my family. And Jim Bob can take it home to his family from here from the city of McAllen. Thank you very much. Make sure to take a picture. The City of McAllen is hoping to create social interaction by building a sense of community.
Let's take a stroll or run along one of McAllen's hike and bike trails on Bicentennial Boulevard or 2nd Street to see some colorful and culturally rich art. Keep McAllen Beautiful has launched an initiative to give public art a stronger presence in the city and give experienced artists a chance to showcase their masterpieces.
And the committee as a whole decided one of the things we had to do first was create beautiful artwork in these irrigation pipes. So thanks to the Irrigation District and the City of McAllen, we've been able to get area artists to do beautiful, beautiful paintings.
There are more than 200 irrigation pipes in McAllen, which come in all shapes and sizes and are part of the city's rich agricultural history. But thanks to these artists, they're putting a unique mark in the landscape.
And now we have beautiful artwork to go with it, and the community can get to enjoy it as they walk the hike and bike trails, as they drive by. And it's such a pride thing to have to do with our community, because our artists, we have a lot of great artists here in our community. And so it's a win-win for everyone.
These concrete pillars' main job is to regulate flow or irrigation water to help maintain farmlands.
Quality of life has become more important, not just in our community, but across the nation. And so it's really important to get out there, exercise, and what a great way to do it when you come across beautiful artwork that you can enjoy as you're biking or walking. And so it's great for the community.
Keep McAllen Beautiful is always looking for donations and other grants.
We initially started this project with a grant that was through HEB and Keep Texas Beautiful. And so with that, we bought the supplies. And since right now it's very minimal, it's really a labor of love from the artist, because they were paid a small stipend, but you know, they were able to keep all the paint we bought for them and the supplies, which also helps them.
If you would like to learn more about the public art projects, community projects, contact Keep McAllen Beautiful at 956-681-4562 or email them at kmb@mcallen.net or visit the website at www.keepmcallenbeautiful.org.
That wraps up another episode of Outdoors with Roy. We invite you to come use the McAllen Hike and Bike Trails on 2nd Street or Bicentennial to see some of this beautiful artwork. Everyone, please stay safe. For the City of McAllen, I'm Roy Conthu.